that was so nice to Mike this morning, too.
Brian Coffey. Is there... Live next door. Yeah. And the band. Why are we playing this?
I don't know.
Is it Yellow Submarine Day? Did I miss the history lesson today?
It could be.
It might be Yellow Submarine
Day. Maybe that's because of all the mud and slop and high water we still got. We need the Yellow Submarine.
There you go.
Getting back into the spring groove, maybe.
I hope. Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
I hope.
Kind of ready.
Yep.
Like somebody took a bite out of your coffee cup there. Or did you have a fight with the little tab?
No. Oh. We're okay. We're okay. You know, yeah. I don't know. I got her all cleaned up down there.
You drove by Douglas Street Coffee this morning.
No, I went into Douglas Street Coffee this morning.
They had it all shined up, ready to go for the big grand opening today.
Absolutely. Looks great. I smelled a couple of the flowers out on the tables and made my way up to the counter. And it's nice. Yeah. And I told Jamie, I said, you know, I remember coming here and buying parts.
There you go.
For my mower and tractors and stuff over the years.
Yeah.
Long time ago. So nice to see
a lot of history moved
into something new. You know, the history part keeps going. And so a good day for them folks, too, down there. Absolutely, guys and gals. Stop on in. It's pretty darn neat.
All right, what have we got going on at Herbert Feed and Grain here? It's already February. My goodness.
Well, since Mike got me with the Yellow Submarine, we're going to rename our radio show today.
Ooh.
We're going to call it the Laverne and Shirley Show. How about that?
Well, Shirley's here.
Oh, crap. Well, there was a backfire for you.
All right. Did you change your name? Do you want me to leave? Is that the deal?
Oh, shoot. Well, here, had such a great smart aleck comment for after the Yellow Submarine, and it bit me again, so we better stay with what we know, I guess. But.
It's the Scott and Scott Show.
It's the Scott, or the Three Stooges, as there you affectionately punch into that, too. Some days it just tends to vary. So
that's right.
Well, good. Yes, good morning, everybody. Scott Rozichka here with Herbert Feed and Grain. Welcome to February 6th of 2020. How many people are still writing 2019 on their checks? That would be me.
Because, you know, now they said you need to write 2020 rather than just putting 20, so...
One of the guys that at the office, one of the guys or gals here when New Year started, they mentioned that very thing, and I that makes a lot of sense, too. Yeah. So, yep, I try and watch that, too. Yes, we are here with Herbert Feed and Grain this morning. KBRX Farm and Home Show down at the O'Neill Community Center. Yep. Triple F Tire is now helping us, one of our distributors for OptiPrime Colostrum. So if you are close to the Orchard area and need OptiPrime Colostrum, we definitely want to throw a big shout out to Darren and Blaine there at Lazy T Tire. And if you come on down at 10 o'clock, starts at 10, right?
Yep.
So we will be down there for a while, and I'll be down there a little bit too, and be with the guys at Lazy T Tire. So we definitely want to throw a big shout out to them first thing right off the bat this morning. So falling into that, we talk a lot about mineral. We talk a lot about OptiPrime. Absolutely, OptiPrime, guys and gals. You've heard me say it. We've done this a couple of years. Last year, I believe Heidi did the first ever OptiPrime Facebook mixing radio show
live video.
Of course. And if you go to YouTube and type in OptiPrime Colostrum, you get the wonderful joy of seeing me mix it with a piece of number 9 wire in a glass jar at our desk on a TV YouTube commercial we did. So, guys, gals, we talked about it. Why use it? Calves are too expensive. Life's too short. Why fight the $13.99 products that we all get that are inferior in quality, quantity, makeup? And I tell you what, guys and gals, this $32.99 a packet where we're going out for the month of February is just 0.006 cents higher.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what, 6/1000ths of a cent? higher than the $13.99.
Hey, you heard my math quote today. You heard my math quote.
That's why I was asking you to. Walker, he fell asleep in that part already. So, yeah, he wasn't even trying the math. But, guys, gals, yeah, first impression is that it's expensive. It's really not. Figure out your grams of IgG, your cost per gram. It's the same price. Yeah. Forget dumping half of it on the ground because it don't mix. Forget dumping half of it out because it won't go through your drench bottle and plug your holes. OptiPrime, guys and gals, I've been on this show many, many, many times. Absolutely one of the products that I stand behind 100,000%. Put my name, put my reputation on this this product, this great radio station, and all of our other advertisings and stuff. If you know somebody who's used it, ask them. Call them, ask them what you think. It's good for 2 years. From our manufacturing date, it's an all-milk product. Mix is absolutely unreal. 46% protein, 20% fat, 30% of the IgGs for 150 grams. So pay a little more. Resealable Ziploc top on the top of the bag. Forget the rubber bands. Forget messing around. If you and Mama are out in the cabin shed at 3 o'clock in the morning, and if she's like our house and has the her pajamas tucked inside her mud boots covered up with a coat, you know, the old nightgown calf pulling. If you got an ice cream bucket, a jar, a bottle, a drench bag, whatever you need, you can absolutely mix this. I tell guys and gals, you know, it's not for the guys doing the work. It's for the kids or the wife or the hired man or hired woman that are having to take care of these twins, triplets, big dumb calves, you know. So making their life easier, and guys and gals, this product's going to do it. So couldn't be happier with it. Very, very, very good results. So in the month of February, if you buy 10 packages, and I keep bumping the thing here, if you buy 10 packages of OptiPrime, I will get you a $25 Visa gift card to use wherever you want to. If you want to go to Tom's Food Mart or Hy-Vee or Casey's or wherever takes a debit card, credit card, they are absolutely good to go. So you have the whole month of February. You don't have to buy them all at once. You can buy 1-3-5s at a time or buy cases. I actually have a couple registered herds that got 100, 200, 250 cows, and they're going to do half a bag to every calf. You know, for that that chance of a $17, $18, $2,000 heifer or a $35, $45, $5,500 bull, very, very good boost. Take some of that work, take some of that worry off. So one of our great, great things we're doing there this month, Scotty.
Got a lot of stuff going on.
We do. Yeah. We find something to do every day.
Yeah. And like we said, if you want to, if you've heard the man, the myth, the legend, the man, the myth, the legend on the radio, on the...
legend, is that a new word or something?
Doghouse Morning Show. Scott Rozichka, you can meet him in person today at the KBRX Farm and Home Show. Walker's getting his teeth cleaned.
Walker's getting his teeth cleaned from the O'Neill Vet Clinic. You call and schedule your appointment today. Because 80% of dogs and 70% cats have dental disease by the age of 3. So that's 3, 7, 21. Mike's what? 52, 53. So you're close.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
he's 378 in dog life.
Yeah, exactly. And I petted him on the head and he peed on the floor this morning already, too. So well, we got to be a little careful.
We can't have visitors here in this place.
Them little blue sheets all over the floor.
That's who's been teaching Winston all those bad habits. Yeah, poor Winston.
Probably. Yeah. Probably. But yeah, we do. And there's so much. Yeah. You know, we could, Mike and I were actually talking about this a little bit this morning. We could go on for hours here at KBRX with all the different products and services. And
I mean, we'd be the only ones listening.
Probably. You just never know. That's right. Yeah. As long as we don't have to do math, we'll be okay. But, you know, yes, everything from there's show chicks being hatched now.
Yeah.
And broiler chickens will be starting. So we have the broiler feed and the laying feeds in the mini pellets and laying feeds and crumbles. If you're tired of your complete laying feed being so wasteful, get a mini pellet. We have mini pellets there. That's what Evan uses on his show birds. It's got Integral A Plus in it and biomass, 2 pounds of each per ton. So very, very good products there. We're doing, I know the guys are doing a lot of talking on seed and fertilizer and getting ready for this. are we going to have prevent plant? Are we going to have some of these other issues that are coming up? I know talking to Ben the other day, and this is something we need to touch on too. Talking to Ben there the other day and talking about what are we going to do in some of these prevent plant places that we know we're probably not going to get into this year. So word on the street is like the cover crops, the turnips, radishes, them kind of products. There's a plenty, they're good to go. Maybe some of the canes, maybe some of the forage sorghums are going to be a little short this year. So if we got to change around some corn acres, a BMR forage sorghum, very, very good way to go, in my opinion, to feed your cows, feed your calves. Do we plant a dual purpose? Maybe we dry out a little bit and we plant a dual purpose hybrid so we can graze it or try and put up some bales or maybe a little silage that way. There's a lot of stuff to think about, and definitely management is paramount anymore, guys and gals, for what we're trying to do with these acres for our livestock. I got customers that are lambing out show lambs already. So, you know, a lot of things going on that way too.
Yep. Better do the birthday club,
I suppose.
Yeah, but did you, just to make sure that we're all on the same page here, KBRX, you did wear socks that match your shirt today, didn't you?
Oh, them are cute.
I got to see the...
That is really nice. Yeah, Walker, bring your phone. We got to take a picture. My phone is on the dash of the pickup.
Yeah.
Because that's the way it works. He does. Scott Posey, everybody, does have tealy, orange, turquoise, spackly colored socks.
That matches my shirt.
That looks really nice. Yeah. You guys didn't even notice I got a haircut.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Schlemiel.
All right. Yeah. We better do the birthday club. We got birthday kids waiting out there to see if they're going to win
today. Somebody's going to be a lucky winner today.
That's right. All right, Laverne, let's get the music going and do the birthday club. Here we go. It's brought to you by McDonald's, brought to you by Arbor Care Center, and also by Wakefield State Farm Insurance. Come down and see Wakefield State Farm Insurance at the KBRX Farm and Home Show. Throw the beanbag. You're going to be right across from them.
Yeah, across.
So you'll be able to play beanbag. Right, they got the beanbag board set up down there.
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. 12 and under. You've got them all there, Scott.
I got them all. Okay, happy 4th birthday today to Arthur Capecchi of Mom, Dad, Lance, and Emma. And happy birthday today to Charlie Killam, 7 years old from Graham. And the winner today is Charlie Killam.
Hey, Charlie, happy birthday. You can stop by and pick up your certificate. Had to flip a coin on that.
All right, we did.
Officially. All right, 13 and over, Doug McKenzie, happy birthday. Love your sisters and brother. Happy birthday to Marcel Summers on a 13th birthday from Uncle Ted, Uncle Steve, and Aunt Nancy. Marcel Summers, happy 13th birthday from Papa and Mama Clausen and Grandma Joe. Doug McKenzie, I'm sorry, but I'm sure a lot of people got to ask him, do you have a brother named Bob? Bob and Doug McKenzie. Sorry, I'm a Bob and Doug McKenzie fan. All right, happy birthday to Lori Felker from everyone at Avera St. Anthony's Hospital and Avera Medical Group O'Neill. Happy birthday to Lori Felker and happy birthday to Nyla Mosel from everybody at the Christ Lutheran Church in O'Neill. Happy birthday to Jennifer Booker from the Women of St. John's. Happy birthday, Gloria Hess. Happy birthday, Gloria. From everybody at the Presbyterian Church, happy birthday to Carol Funk from all your friends at West Hill Public School. Ron Creasel's got a birthday today. Happy birthday, Ron, from everybody at West Hill Public School. And Marcel Summers, happy 13th birthday, Marcel, from Grandma and Grandpa Summers. What do you got there, Scott?
Happy birthday today to Chelsea McLean. Have a great day. Love Mom and Dad. Happy birthday today to Marcel Summers from Uncle Davis and Aunt Mary. A happy birthday wish today to Connie Pruitt from Mark and Cindy. Happy birthday today to Casey Baker, love Mom Miller and family. Happy birthday today to my mom, Casey Baker, from Ryland and Scott. And happy birthday today to Chelsea McLean from Grandma Barlow.
All right, I'm going to jump in there, guys. Happy birthday to Briggs, Asher, Nets with love from Rhonda and Austin.
All right, let's draw one out of here. Our winner today, Doug McKenzie. Doug, happy birthday. You can stop by and pick up your certificate. All right, let me get that birthday club winner so we don't lose him.
There we go.
There we go. We did the birthday club. Got that out of the way.
We did.
Got the KBRX Farm and Home Show today, 10 to 7 at the O'Neill Community Center. Got the Handelband Building grand opening going on all day today. They'll have lunch 11 to 1 and the speakers and the ribbon cutting at 1 o'clock. So,
absolutely. On. Absolutely. Very and, nice. Very nice.
Lots of stuff going on, Scott. We got
a big full day in O'Neill.
Yeah.
So, all over.
And basketball. In
basketball in Niobrara tonight. Yep, the MVC.
All day, starting at 2.
Starting at 2, yes, yes. Everything in...
just crazy.
I just lost my train of thought. Wrestling, I think, is in Pender this weekend.
Battle Creek. O'Neill goes to Battle Creek. You guys go to Pender.
I think Vertigree goes to Pender. So a lot of stuff coming up. Going to be a really nice day. The Scott Posey, Mike Walker, Laverne, and Shirley weather report. I think we're still in the upper 30s, guys.
Yeah.
For, you know, highs, and the roads are good and clear. Okay. And
the county roads aren't so good. The dirt roads aren't so great. But
Well, that's just going to take a while, guys and gals. So can't eat much we can do there. Yeah. But, yes, let's see. We covered the OptiPrime. We covered the Lazy T tire. We are going to talk a little bit about calving mineral. I know nobody's ever heard that before. Mm. 60 days prior to calving. Through first cycle, you want to be on a good mineral that's going to help your reproduction. If you are on a very wet meadow, wet grass, low bottom, low wet meadows, fertilized or not, and that is the biggest percentage of your diet, get back to a 12-12 mineral. Keep your calcium phosphorus ratios at that 1.5 to 1. Keep your copper zinc ratios at that 1 copper to 3 to 5 zinc. Keep enough selenium in there. Helps the baby calves with brown fat and several other things. And your vitamin E ratio. So our cattle prep 8, our cattle prep 12, you're going to have a 12 calcium, 12 phos, 12 salt, 2,000 copper, 8,000 zinc, 25 parts per million of selenium, and 1,000 IUs of vitamin E. Keep them cows eating mineral. Get quite a few producers and just talking to people in general. Geez, my cows are killing mineral. How many cows you got? What are they eating, guys? Well, I put a bag out every day, every other day. Put 6 bags out in a week. Well, okay, there's 200, 250, 150, 350 cows out there. Easy barnyard math.
Okay, here we go. Barnyard math.
Yeah, and I keep bumping the table.
I don't know what. We got to get that.
Easy barnyard math. A 50-pound bag, if it's mineral, dog food, chicken feed, show feed, doesn't matter, Mike Walker, weighs 50 pounds. That is 800 ounces. A 4-ounce mineral is 200 cows a day. So if you got 200 cows, you need a bag a day. Okay. And if you got 400 cows, it's 2 bags a day. 100 cows a bag every other day.
I can do this math.
Yeah, back to the math thing for the day. It's kind of ironic how it's all about math, ain't it? And so easy ballpark, very easy farm bohemian yard math. We want to watch them intakes. Guys, gals, these high-producing Angus cows, high-producing Herefords, Guelphs, Simmies, Charolais, Shorthorns that we've bred up in this country. And for all of our good customers and their customers with all the bull sales coming up. And you hear of the issues that we had reproduction-wise last year. Guys, gals, get your mineral squared away. Understand what we're talking about when we say a 1 to 3 to 1 to 5 copper zinc ratio and 1,000 parts per or 1,000 IUs of vitamin E. Get them squared away. These cows, we've bred them up. You get a 1,400 pound cow that has a calf and she's milking 25 pounds a day. A 3-ounce 6-phos mineral isn't anywhere close to her requirements. A 4-ounce 8-phos mineral may not be good enough. Especially with all the samples and all the testing that we pulled on wet meadows from Verdigris to Bassett and Wagner to Amelia. Very, very indicative that we may have a little protein there. We may have some energy there, but we have seen, and I have seen some of the worst calcium results on some of these wet meadows that I've ever seen. So get the intake, micromanage it, get that intake, get these cows eating mineral. It's only going to help us in the future. I think there's enough people out in the country that remember what last spring was like we're seeing some lung issues now on these 600-800 pound calves. Look what they went through last year. No matter how good a job you had, or a shed or not a shed, and going through bedding and all the stress and mud and yada yada yada, we're finding some burnt lungs, if you will. You know, on these big calves, we're finding some feet problems. Some guys who did some early calving this year maybe got a little frostbite on the feet or the ears or the tail. So all of them things account to the stress that we're going through on these calves. And you know, I've always said we could kind of absorb one mess up, but we can't live through the second. So we don't need to go through a bunch of open cows again. If mineral intakes are an issue, our men prep and men prep with Actigen tubs. So very, very good tub there. Something Rob Pischel and I developed there back in our office, in my office at Herbert Feed and Grain. And very, very good results, guys and gals. Okay, then we talk about all the mud. We talk about the mud in the Kevin. I have cattle prep with Rumensin on hand, cattle prep with Decox on hand, the men preps with Actigen, the HE30s with Biomass, Ionolix tubs, quite a few different formulas, quite a few different programs, products that will fit a plethora, a cornucopia of operations. Basically, we can find, guys and gals, something to fit. Calf creep with Decox. If you know you got a coccidiosis, holy moly, dog scared me.
Who let the dogs out?
About had another. I can blame that puddle on Mike. we have the calf creep with Decox. Hi, buddy. And we have the calf creep with Decox there. If you are on a coccidiosis and you know you have it, guys, gals, we have calf creep with Decox. I have also, mentioning that, we put that out in a creep feeder, by the way. Mentioning that, I am working on it as we speak. We will have around a dozen creep feeders for sale. Mm-hmm. There's some 6-year-old ones, 5-year-old ones, 4-year-old ones. Very, very good feeders. Guys, gals, we give our customers, our producers, the option to buy them any time of the year, as long as we have them sitting there and they're not rented out to the Posey Ranch. And so we have feeders there that are very, very good. Take a look at not paying rent and own your own creep feeder. Maybe you're moving into fall cows. Maybe you're moving into spring calvers. We have some. They're very nice. Yeah. Money-wise, there's going to be a little bit different price range for every single one based on rent, based on age. I'm looking at the bottom end, you guys, you know, $1,300-$1,400. And we still have some in the $2,500s. But these dozen 15 feeders, very, very good. We're still renting a few of them out, so obviously they can't be on the list. But we got a nice selection there north of Bohemian One Stop, north of the Verdigris Stockyards. Mm-hmm. On the west side of the road, there's 8, 9, 10 there. And then the rest are in town. So we got a lot of stuff going on that way, too. Herbert Feed and Grain, Verdigris, Nebraska, 402-668-2288.
And what's your cell phone?
My cell phone is 402-358-0183. Seed, feed, fuel, fertilizer, chemicals, our different seeds. We can do a lot, guys and gals. Give us a call, because it would be a 3-day radio show, and then we would be like some big syndicated thing.
That's right. Stop and see Scott down at the KBRX Farm and Home Show for a couple hours today at the Lazy Tea Tire.
Yeah, for a bit anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Or again, his number is 358-0183. 358-0183. Thanks for the coffee from Douglas Street Coffee.
You're welcome. Yeah, everybody stop down there and for the open house and the Grand KBRX Farm and Home Show, and we want to give a big shout out once again to Darren and Blaine there at Lazy Tea Tire. They know what's going on with the OptiPrime, and guys, gals, we have so much requests for it that they've kind of agreed to help us out and have some there at the store in Orchard, and they got some down here at the O'Neill Farm and Home Show, and more than happy to help you. All absolutely.
Right. Scott, have a great rest of your week, and we'll talk to you next month.
All right. Thanks, guys, gals. Be good. Enjoy the day.